Ever feel like you're just kind of going through the motions,
Yeah.
you know, like existing but not really living?
Yeah, I think we've all been there.
Well, you're not alone.
Yeah.
Turns out folks have been wrestling with that very question for centuries, like way back to ancient Greece and Rome.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what we're diving into today, philosophies of life.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it was all sparked by this book, Beyond Stoicism.
Beyond Stoicism. I've heard good things about that one.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not just a history lesson, though, is it?
No, not at all. What struck me about Beyond Stoicism is how surprisingly relevant these ancient ideas are to our lives today. We're talking about the same fundamental things: happiness, purpose, how to navigate this crazy thing we call life.
Yeah, totally. It's like they had Twitter back then, but with togas.
Okay, maybe not Twitter, but they definitely had some strong opinions on how to live a good life. And that's where this concept of eudaimonia comes in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of
Eudaimonia,
it.
familiar with that one?
Yeah, for sure. Eudaimonia for the uninitiated is more than just fleeting happiness. It's about flourishing, reaching your full potential, living with purpose and intention.
Right. And the cool thing is, Beyond Stoicism explores a whole bunch of different paths to get there.
A whole
Yeah,
bunch.
like a whole bunch. So picture this. You're in ancient Greece, the marketplace is bustling, philosophers debating in the streets. And you stumble upon these guys, the Cyrenaics, who are basically saying, hey, life's short. Let's have fun. Maximize pleasure right here, right now. Sounds tempting, right?
It does, but then you meet the Epicureans, right? And they're all about finding lasting tranquility by avoiding pain and unnecessary desires.
So not as much fun.
Well, it's still fun, just a different kind of fun. Think good friends, deep conversations, simple pleasures. In fact, the book mentions Epicurus himself was a big fan of just bread and cheese, kind of a proto-minimalist centuries ahead of his time.
Really? Wow. No fancy feast for Epicurus, just bread and cheese.
Just bread and cheese, apparently.
Interesting. It makes you think about all the stuff we chase after today, right? But okay, let's say you're not into extremes, whether it's all-out pleasure seeking or extreme minimalism. Where does that leave you?
Well, that's where someone like Aristotle comes in.
Oh yeah, Aristotle.
He was all about the golden mean, finding balance in every aspect of your life. Courage, generosity, ambition, all important, but not in excess. Beyond Stoicism actually lays out specific exercises to help you find that balance based on Aristotle's ideas.
Exercises, huh? So it's not just theory, it's practical stuff you can actually do. I like that. Okay, so we've got the pleasure seekers, the balance finders, but what about the folks who say, hey, wait a minute, how do we even know it's good? Maybe we should question everything.
You're talking about the skeptics. Fascinating
They
bunch.
sound fun.
Oh, yeah. They had different approaches, though. The Pyrrhonists, for example, aim for tranquility by suspending judgment altogether, basically saying we can't know anything for sure, so why worry?
So chill vibes and no strong opinions.
Pretty much.
That's one way to go, I guess. But what about the other skeptics, the academics? What was their deal?
They were less about complete detachment and more about embracing probability and doubt.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, they believed that while absolute certainty might be impossible, we can still make decisions based on what seems most likely, based on the evidence we have.
So critical thinking and weighing the evidence,
Exactly.
that definitely resonates with me. But, you know, not everyone was about logic and reason. Beyond Stoicism also dives into some more mystical philosophies. Like Pythagoras, the math genius, also believed in reincarnation and the power of numbers.
Reincarnation and
Yeah,
numbers.
that's a combo I didn't see coming.
Me neither. He wasn't alone in blending philosophy and spirituality, though. The book also explores Neoplatonism, which focused on the idea of a divine force at the center of the universe. Think contemplation, purification, a mystical path toward a higher reality. It's really fascinating
So
stuff.
we've got pleasure, virtue, skepticism, mysticism. It's like a philosophical buffet.
It really is.
And Beyond Stoicism lays it all out there, encouraging you to sample different dishes and see what resonates with you.
And that's just the beginning. The book doesn't just tell you about these philosophies, it gives you tools to actually experiment with them in your own life.
Weight tools, experiment.
Yeah, which honestly was my favorite part.
Tell me more.
Well, let's just say there's a chapter on the Cyrenaics that encourages you to actually identify and savor the things in your life that bring you physical pleasure, and another that challenges you to examine those things you crave, possessions, status, even relationships, and ask if they're truly bringing you happiness.
Now that's intriguing. It sounds like this book is less about memorizing names and dates and more about a journey of self-discovery.
Exactly. And we've only just dipped our toes into the pool of ancient wisdom beyond Stoicism has to offer.
All right, so we've set the stage. But trust me, you haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah.
There's so many more fascinating insights and thought-provoking exercises waiting to be uncovered in this book.
Remember how we were talking about the Stoics and the Cynics earlier?
Yeah, vaguely.
Well, they both believed in living according to nature.
Okay.
But their interpretations were wildly different.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Stoics always seemed like the roll with the punches type, right? Like, accept what you can't control and focus on what you can.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Beyond Stoicism delves into that, exploring how figures like Epictetus believed that aligning ourselves with the rational order of the universe is the key to finding inner peace.
Inner peace.
But the Cynics, they were all about rejecting societal norms and embracing a simpler, more authentic way of life.
Okay, so let's go with the flow and more question everything, man. I can see how that could be appealing, especially in today's world where it feels like everyone's trying to keep up with the Joneses or, you know, the Kardashians.
Right. It makes you wonder what Diogenes, one of the most famous cynics, would have thought about social media. Would he be posting selfies with his pet barrel, or would he be throwing shade at the whole system?
Okay, I need a painting of Diogenes throwing shade on Twitter. That's gold. But speaking of challenging norms, remember those skeptics? The book goes deep into their world, too.
Oh, yeah. Those guys were masters of mental gymnastics.
I bet
the Pyrrhonists, remember, wanted to achieve ataraxia.
Ataraxia.
This state of pure tranquility by basically saying, you know what? I don't know anything for sure, so I'm not going to stress about it.
That actually sounds kind of freeing.
Right.
Like, imagine not getting caught up in all the drama and opinions swirling around us all the time.
Yeah.
Just pure inner peace. Sign me up.
But wait, what about the other skeptics, the academics? They didn't just give up on knowing things completely, did they?
Not at all. Beyond Stoicism explains how they argued that while absolute certainty might be elusive,
okay,
we can still make judgments based on what's most probable.
Mm-hmm.
They were all about weighing the evidence, considering different perspectives, and arriving at the most reasonable conclusion.
So less about giving up and more about embracing the gray areas, the uncertainty of things.
Exactly.
That's pretty relevant to, well, everything in life, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the book presents all of this in such a relatable way. It's not just dry philosophy. It's like having a conversation with these thinkers across the centuries. Yeah. And I love that it doesn't shy away from the more, shall we say, intense parts of philosophy. Like, you know, those Socratic dialogues where everyone's questioning each other's beliefs and poking holes in arguments.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun. Beyond Stoicism actually encourages you to have your own Socratic conversations, either with yourself or with others.
That's cool.
It's like a workout for your brain, challenging you to examine your own beliefs and develop a more nuanced understanding of the world.
You know, thinking about all these different approaches to life, it makes me wonder what my own personal philosophy is. Is it more about seeking pleasure, like the Cyrenaics?
Yeah.
Or maybe finding balance, like Aristotle? Or perhaps it's a bit of everything, depending on the situation.
Right. And that's the beauty of Beyond Stoicism.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell you what to think. It presents you with a whole array of options and encourages you to figure out what resonates with you. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure guide to philosophy.
Speaking of adventure, remember those more unconventional philosophies we mentioned earlier?
Mm.
Pythagoreanism and Neoplatonism. I'm curious to hear more about those. They sounded pretty mind-bending.
Oh, they are. The book delves into how Pythagoras, the math whiz, wasn't just about equations.
Right.
He also believed that numbers held the key to understanding the universe and that we've lived multiple lives through reincarnation.
Reincarnation and math. That's a wild combination.
Right. And the Neoplatonists were fascinating, too. They were inspired by Plato, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But they also incorporated elements of other philosophies and religions into their thinking.
Oh, interesting.
They believed in this cosmic hierarchy with a divine source at the top emanating down to the material world.
So like a spiritual ladder we're all climbing.
Exactly. And they believed the goal is to ascend towards the divine through spiritual practices and deep contemplation. It's heady stuff, but Beyond Stoicism makes it surprisingly accessible.
You know, it's interesting how we often think of philosophy as just logic and reason, but Beyond Stoicism shows that it can also be about intuition, mystery, and the search for something bigger than ourselves.
It's like the book expands our definition of what philosophy can be.
Okay, so we've journeyed through the land of pleasure seekers, virtue chasers, skeptics, and now we're exploring the realms of mysticism and spirituality. I'm starting to feel like we need a map to navigate all these different philosophies.
Well, luckily, Beyond Stoicism kind of provides one.
Okay.
It doesn't just throw all these ideas at you and then say, good luck figuring it out.
Right.
It actually helps you integrate these ancient philosophies into your own modern life.
Wait, really? Tell me more about that.
The final section of the book is like a toolkit for building your own personal philosophy.
Yeah.
It encourages you to reflect on the ideas that resonated with you, to identify your own values, and to create a plan for putting these philosophies into action. It even includes a chart to help you visualize your philosophical journey and track your progress.
That's amazing. It's like taking all these ancient wisdom nuggets and crafting your own unique philosophy tailored to your own life and goals.
Exactly. And the book emphasizes that this isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. You're constantly learning, growing, refining your understanding of yourself and the world around you.
That's actually really reassuring. It's like you don't have to have it all figured out right now. You just have to be open to exploring and evolving.
And Beyond Stoicism provides the perfect roadmap for that journey.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the pursuit of pleasure to the power of skepticism to the mysteries of the cosmos. It's clear that Beyond Stoicism is more than just a book about ancient philosophy. It's a guide to living a more intentional, fulfilling life in the here and now.
It's striking me how much these ancient philosophers were wrestling with the same things we still grapple with today.
Oh, for sure.
Like, we're all just trying to figure out how to live a good life, right?
Absolutely. And what's so cool is that Beyond Stoicism doesn't present these philosophies as dusty relics from the past.
Right.
It brings them to life, showing how they can be applied to our modern challenges and choices.
It's not just about memorizing theories, right?
Well, it's about taking those ideas and actually using them to navigate our own lives, whether we're dealing with stress, relationships, or just trying to find our purpose in the world.
It's like philosophy meets self-help, but in a way that's grounded, insightful, and dare I say, fun.
Sun. Okay, I like that.
Yeah. The book even encourages you to think of these ancient philosophers not just as historical figures, but as mentors, guides, even friends you can turn to for wisdom and support.
I love that. It's like having a personal philosophy squad cheering you on from across the centuries.
Right.
And it makes me think of that famous quote by Socrates.
Which one?
You know, the unexamined life is not worth living.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
And that's what Beyond Stoicism is all about, right? It's an invitation to examine our lives, to question our assumptions, and to consciously choose the kind of life we want to live.
Exactly. It's a call to action, an invitation to engage in this ancient art of living well, but on our own terms, in our own time, and in a way that's meaningful to us.
So for you listening, we've given you a taste of what's in Beyond Stoicism.
Just a taste.
But the real adventure begins when you pick up the book and dive in yourself. You might be surprised by which philosophies resonate with you, which ideas challenge you, and which practices you find yourself drawn to.
Who knows? You might even discover a whole new way of looking at the world and your place in it.
We started this deep dive by asking you some big questions about life, happiness, and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And while Beyond Stoicism might not hand you all the answers on a silver platter,
true,
it will definitely give you a lot to think about, maybe even inspire you to find your own.
So our final thought for you today is this. If you could sit down with any of these ancient philosophers we've discussed.
Oh, that's a good one.
Who would it be and what would you ask them?
Yeah, leave that simmering on your brain. And until next time, keep seeking, keep questioning, and keep living that examined life.